Isaiah chapter 45. Thus says Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and I will loosen the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates will not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that I, Yahweh, who call you by your name, am the Elohim of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by their name, by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am Yahweh. There is no one else. There is no Elohim besides me. I girded you, though you have not known me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh. There is no one else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. Woe to he that strives with his maker. The potsherd strives with the potsherd. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to he that fashions it, what do you make? Or your work, he has no hands? Woe to the one that says to his father, what are you fathering? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command you me. I have made the earth, and I have created man upon it. I, with my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all of their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways, and he will build my city, and he will let go my captives. Not for price nor reward, says Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh, the labor of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, will come over to you, and they will be yours. They will come after you. In chains they will come over, and they will fall down to you, and they will make supplication to you, saying, surely El is with you, is in you, and there is no one else. There is no Elohim. Truly you are an El that hides yourself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. They will be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel will be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You will not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus says Yahweh who created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He did not create it in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh. There is no one else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you who are escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray to an El that cannot save. Tell you and bring them near. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no Elohim besides me, a just El and a Savior. There is no one besides me. Look to me. Be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am El, and there is no one else. I've sworn by myself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and will not return, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will swear. Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. Even to him will men come, and all that are incensed against him will be ashamed. In Yahweh will all the seed of Israel be justified and shall boast. End of chapter.